Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Okay, so this episode is a little bit different. I want to take you behind the scenes to show you how I work with my clients to uncover their hidden gifts, talents, and special or secret sauce that they can really amplify in their businesses. I have briefly touched on this in a couple of my intro episodes, but I really want to get into the nitty-gritty today to give you an understanding of what you can uncover through astrology and what you might be missing in your business right now. Before we dive in, let's get a little bit of context here. Okay, so I have been working in the marketing industry for more than 15 years now. And in that time, I've learned a lot about branding and selling and creating what's called a unique selling proposition. Now, I don't want to get all technical, but if you're in business, you need to understand that your message has to be unique if you want to sell. You can't copy someone else's message. You need to find your own voice and use it in a way that works for you. You also need to deeply understand who you're selling to. Now, as a copywriter, I've worked with dozens, maybe even hundreds by now, of clients on their messaging. And before I used astrology, I would try to get into my clients' heads. I'd watch all their videos, read all their blogs, and ask loads of questions to find out as much as I could about them and their personal style. Now, I still think this is all really important, and I still do this if I am writing copy for a client or working with a client in an ongoing way. But what I do now goes so much deeper. When I look at a client's astrology chart, I can see a whole load of stuff I am not going to find on their YouTube channel or on their blog, even on their current sales page. I can see their approach to life and business through their chart, what they most want to be known for, the types of things they value, love, admire, and the way they naturally communicate and see the world. When I'm working with a client on their branding specifically, I'm going to focus on three main areas of their birth chart. And that is their rising sign, the sign that was rising over the eastern horizon at the time and place you were born, their midheaven, which is the topmost point of their chart, and their Venus, which is the planet that represents what we love, what we value, our money values, all that kind of thing. But also, as I spoke about in the Venus episode, it represents what we're attracted to, but what people are attracted to about us. Okay, so these are the three critical things in my work that I look at. These are the three areas that I've discovered are central to your brand style. If you've ever worked with a branding agency or a graphic designer on creating your business brand or your logo or anything like that, you will know that they usually ask you a lot of questions. And some of those questions can feel quite hard to answer because you often, on the surface, don't know why you do what you do or what you really value. And I know this because I've been there myself. Before I discovered the power of using astrology in my business, I remember looking at that branding questionnaire and going, how am I going to give these people a good idea of who I really am? How am I going to stand out? What makes me different? I don't know. What you can find out from these three elements of your chart alone will help you answer those questions. And they'll help you much better understand your personal brand and your business vibe. Now, I just want to cover those three elements in more detail. Again, the three elements of your birth chart that I'm going to look most closely at when we're talking about your brand are your rising sign, your midheaven, and your Venus. Okay, so your rising sign, which as I've said many times, is the zodiac sign that was rising over the eastern horizon at the time you were born, which is specific to the time and place you were born. This is all about your personality, how you approach the world, what people notice about you, and how people feel when they're in your presence. That's why it's so key to your brand. It is a sort of personal brand in itself, right? But we need to be able to bring that into our businesses as well so we feel aligned. When I look at your rising sign, I'm going to get really specific. So I'm not just going to say, oh, well, you're a Taurus rising, or you're a Gemini rising, or you're a Leo rising, whatever it is. I'm also going to look at the ruling planet of that sign and what this planet is up to in your chart to give you an even deeper level of insight. For example, if you have a Libra rising, we're going to look much more closely at your Venus as the ruling planet of Libra. Venus is the ruling planet of Libra, because that's going to get you a deeper understanding of how your Libra rising shows up in the world. It's going to show up differently if your Venus is in Scorpio versus if your Venus is in Gemini. And we're going to talk about the Venus a little bit later, but it's really important to know that the ruling planet of your chart, the ruling planet of your rising sign, does play a critical role in giving us more nuance to your brand, okay, and helping us know what ways you show up best. So that's your rising sign. In a similar way, we're going to do that with your midheaven as well. So when I'm looking at your chart, I'm looking at your midheaven, also known as the MC, which is, again, a point in the chart. It's not actually a planet. It is the topmost point of your chart. It's the topmost point of the sky at the time you were born. And this represents the work you most want to do in this life. It's the work that you're aspiring to, the public persona that you're aspiring to in this life. So this is, again, critical to your personal brand. And why I look at this more than the sun sign is because I feel like this is more about our public persona than our sun sign. Our sun sign is definitely part of that. That's why I really focus on your rising sign, which is your personality, your midheaven, which is your public persona, and your Venus, which is what people are attracted to about you. Okay, so with your midheaven, again, this is so much more than just what sign is it in. The sign is going to give us the first impression, but then the ruling planet of that sign and what it's doing in your chart is going to give us the details. So for someone who has their midheaven in Aquarius, which is I do, I have my midheaven in Aquarius, we would look to what Saturn is doing in their chart to see what kind of unusual or humanitarian, which are Aquarian words, this work, this person is here to do and be known for. Okay, so Saturn is the ruling planet of Aquarius in traditional astrology. If you know modern astrology, that might sound strange to you because the modern ruling planet is Uranus. But the way that I work, Saturn is the ruling planet of Aquarius. So we're going to look at what Saturn is doing in your birth chart. And someone with their MC or their midheaven ruling planet Saturn sitting in Scorpio is going to show up very differently in their work and public roles, for instance, than someone who has Saturn in Cancer or Gemini. That person is going to be doing things for very different reasons. So my MC ruling planet or my midheaven ruling planet Saturn is in the sign of Scorpio. And that means the work that I do, the unusual work or the unconventional work that I do, which is what I actually see this combination of business and astrology is a little bit unconventional. This unconventional work that I do is focused on Scorpio things. People come to me for a deeper understanding of themselves. That is a very Scorpionic topic. Psychology, looking deeper, uncovering the layers. Those are all Scorpio things. That's how my Aquarius midheaven actually operates in a more Scorpio way, which is going to be different to someone who has, for instance, again, and I use Gemini as a good example because I often think of Scorpio and Gemini as being even though they're not opposite each other on the zodiac wheel, they're quite opposite in terms of the way that they show up. Someone with a Gemini Saturn or a Saturn in Gemini is going to show up focused on communicating ideas, understanding ideas, disseminating ideas, that kind of thing. That's going to be the focus of their work in the world. And that's going to present in their brand in a different way as well, because you can imagine someone with that more scorpionic sense of the midheaven is going to be reflected in a different texture of branding than someone with a Gemini Saturn to rule that midheaven. Let's talk about Venus. All right, so again, Venus is what you value, what you love to do, also what people are attracted to you for and what you're attracted to in people. That's kind of the thing. If you want to know more about Venus, I have a great episode on Venus through the signs with the incredible Rhianna Jade, another astrologer. So go check that one out. But with Venus, in this case, we are looking at a specific planet and we're looking at its sign placement first. So what sign is your Venus in? Then we're going to check out what house it is in to see how it operates on a day-to-day level. So for instance, if you have Venus in the fifth house, no matter what sign it's in, it's likely that creativity and or play are really important to you and really important to how you show up in your work as well. And that's because the fifth house is the house of creativity and play and self-expression. So the stronger the sign placement, the more pronounced this is going to be. For example, if you have Venus in Sagittarius or Leo in the fifth, play and adventure are going to be extra important to you. Showing up in this really self-expressed and exuberant way is going to be really important to you and your personal brand. If you have Venus in Capricorn, integrity is going to be important. But if you have Venus in Capricorn in the fifth house, then it's going to involve both integrity and creativity. So integrity within your creativity. You know, there's going to be an extra layer of nuance there. We're going to be able to pull a little bit more layering of your brand out when we know both the sign and the house placement of Venus in your chart. And I can give you another example of Venus. I've talked about my own example before. My Venus is in Scorpio in the seventh house of relationships, which means that for me, intimacy, deep conversation, and honesty when dealing with others is something that I truly value and that brings me great fulfillment in my work and something that I want to ramp up even more in my personal brand and the way that I create my messaging. I have an email list, which hopefully you're on. If you're not, get on there. I will pop a link in the show notes to subscribe, but I have been emailing my list, the people in my audience, consistently for 4 years now and giving that extra kind of layer of intimacy and insight into my life and my business. And that is deeply fulfilling to me. And it seems as though, well, that's not necessarily a one-on-one relationship, but it is. The way that I write email is I'm writing to a single person, and that's how I would encourage all my clients to write email. In fact, that's how I've taught copy in the past. But it's really important for you to understand these things about yourself so that you can dial them up and work with them, amplify them in your business for greater joy and greater success, greater alignment, more opportunities, all of that sort of thing. But I do know that this sounds quite complex and a little bit confusing. And that's why if you do want to go deeper into all of this, while you can look at it all yourself, you can understand your rising sign, your midheaven and your Venus at a much deeper level yourself. If you're interested in going down the astrology rabbit hole, I highly encourage that. But if you want to work with someone who understands this stuff and can put it in the context of how you do business, booking a session with me or several sessions, like an ongoing support package, is key. And that is the kind of thing we work through very thoroughly if you sign up for a one-on-one, either Cosmic Business Breakthrough Intensive or that ongoing Cosmic Business Support with me. We look in depth specifically at your business and you have time to digest what you learn, ask questions, and really integrate things into your business for best effect. And this is particularly the case with the ongoing support package, because I often have clients come back to me after one or even two sessions and still more needs to integrate. And that's why I wanted to offer this ongoing support package. So this is an in-depth look, and the value of getting support in your business like this cannot be underestimated, because I know my biggest breakthroughs have always come when I've been working with a coach or inside a mastermind or getting that one-on-one support, because I am kept on track and I keep working through the process. This is not a one and done thing. In fact, branding and messaging are not a one and done thing either. As much as we would like them to be, we are constantly evolving and upgrading and tweaking and always improving the way that we speak to our audience. And astrology in itself is an incredibly affirming and illuminating tool to use when you're going through that process. But if you're only scratching the surface by checking out your horoscope every now and then, or, you know, using an app, although I love the apps, you aren't going to be able to use or apply all of that really good stuff for best effect. So that's why I offer this currently 3-month Cosmic Business Support Package. And this is to go deeper into your messaging, tailoring it to your innate gifts, plus getting you ongoing support from someone who is a strategic business and marketing advisor who has access to that cosmic guidance. Let me be really clear. This is not a superficial business coaching container. As I've already said, I like to go deep. And when we combine astrology with business, we can't help but go deep. We're going deep into who you are, what you really want to be doing, and how or who you want to be showing up as in this lifetime. We're unpacking all the ways you've been hiding from your true message, your personal brand, and your business potential. Instead of that, we're making it all feel crazy authentic and 100% aligned to you. Because you know what happens then? This is where all the things you've desired from your business ultimately flow. From getting that crystal clear messaging and conscious visibility, to attracting more ideal clients and feeling absolute joy in what you're creating for the world. So that is what I want for you. If you're interested in this ongoing support or an intensive session with me, click the link in the show notes. For the ongoing support package, there is an application process. Otherwise, you can just book in for an intensive session, which I obviously highly recommend. My clients get amazing breakthroughs in these sessions and in the ongoing support package, because you just can't not. You just can't not get illumination and affirmation through astrology and through applying astrology to your business. It is such good stuff, and I am so excited about it. So I hope to meet you soon. Have an amazing day. I'll be back. Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at Sophia Palace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.